Learning is Ilu Nishmas Isha Blima Basnaya Cholah HaShalom. On the day of a yard site, may the learning be a schut for a neshama sponsored by her children, Mr. and Mrs. Yanki Kleinman. Okay, I'd like to review what we did yesterday and put it in context so it shouldn't be confusing. We have two separate arguments, Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And in the second argument, there's two ways to understand the argument. So that causes confusion. So therefore, I will try to set it up as clearly as I can. Argument number one, which we had last week, was the following case. Somebody sent a get to his wife, and then was mevatuit without informing the shliach or the woman. He was mevatuit in front of a bezin, which he's not supposed to do, because of the takana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken. There's no argument that what he did was wrong. He did it. Now that he did it work or did not work? Rebbe said, listen, biblically it works. It was the takana of Rav Gamliel, he shouldn't do it. But biblically, he voided the get. So how in the world can we say that the woman is not divorced? She is divorced. Yes, he's a bad boy. He voided the get without informing the agent or the woman. Right, but the bottom line is, he did it. She's divorced, and life goes on. That's Rebbe Shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel, his father, said, no. Rabbanan stepped in and said the divorce is not good. Now, how can they say the divorce is not good? I'm sorry, just the opposite. Wait till, let's take it back. I misquoted. Rebbe holds the divorce is voided because he voided the divorce. Even though he did it not in front of the agent or the woman, but it worked. The get is voided. She is not divorced. If Shimon Gamliel says she is divorced, and the question is, how can she be divorced? He voided it. The answer is, the Rabbanu went ahead and removed the Kedushin. So he's not divorced, but he's not married. He never was married to her. So the bottom line is the same. She's a free woman to get married because she never was married. The Rabbanu pulled the plug on the Kedushin retroactively. So again, let's review this machlokes. Rebbe holds the guy violated rabbinic law. He was mevatel to get, not in front of the agent, and not in front of the woman. The halacha is the voiding worked, because biblically it worked. The get is no longer effective. She's not divorced. If Shimon Gamliel says, we pulled the plug, she was never married. So for all practical purposes, it's just like she was divorced. That is machlokes number one. Now we have...
Both then she's not divorced?
Well, according to one, she's married, and according to one, she's not married. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she's not married to him because Rabbanan, in such a case, removed the marriage to begin with. So for all practical purposes, it's like she's divorced.
Is she married?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know the answer to that question. Theoretically, yes, but I don't know. So there is a difference. According to Rebbe, she's married to the guy. According to Shimon Gamliel, she's not married to the guy. Because she never was married to the guy.
But did you just go through the process of giving a get?
The get was given to her. Again, the guy was mevatel the shliach. He never told the shliach. He never told the woman. She received the get. It's not a good get. He voided it. So Rebbe says, she's married to him. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, she's not married to him. Because in a case like this, we remove the marriage. That is last week's machlokes. And again, that's the case. He voided the get, not in front of the people he should have voided it in front of. Should have either told the shliach or the woman. He didn't. Biblically, it works anyway. The problem is, there's going to be problems. She might not know she's not divorced. All kinds of problems can come along. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we took away the marriage. So for all practical purposes, it's as if she's divorced. Any question on that part before I move on?
The first case, she's still married.
Not case. It's the same case. First opinion, first second opinion. Exactly. According to Rebbe, she's married. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she's not married. Correct. That was last week's machlokes. Now today, yesterday, we had a second machlokes. And in the second machlokes were two opinions. So we're going to take opinion one, and we're going to take opinion two. First opinion, the first way of understanding the second argument is the following case. A guy walked into a room, and he told 10 people, Rabbi Tzai, I need a get. Can you guys take care of it? Halachically, you don't need more than two people to take care of it, or three. One can write, two can sign. Even though he walked into a room with 10 people, that doesn't mean he wants all 10 people involved. He wants those 10 people, some people in that room, to take care of his needs. He needs a get. He changed his mind. He told two of them, I don't want to get anymore. I don't want you guys to be involved. I don't want to get anymore. Rebbe says, when he does that, he only voided the two he talked to. He never said anything about the other eight. He said to them, listen, don't do the get, he told two people. The other eight are unaffected. Nothing wrong can happen. If the other eight write the get, it's a valid get. He never voided them.
I'm confused by the Rebbe's complaints. He's saying both things. He told them, I don't want the get. Or he tell them, or he tell
I don't them. Want you guys, I don't know what the wording is. He said to them, I don't want you doing the get.
He disqualified two of them.
That's the question. Rebbe said that's all he did. You're right. That's what Rebbe says. He only disqualified these two. The other eight are unaffected. If they write a get, it's a valid get.
Right.
If, according to the first explanation, if Shimon Gamliel says, when he tells two, I don't want you guys writing the get, he means, I don't want anybody writing the get. And what he did is, that's what, according to the first explanation in Reb Shimon Gamliel, when he says to two, I don't want you writing the get, he's disqualifying all ten. He means, I don't want anybody writing the get. I'm not finished. Do not interrupt. He's telling all ten, he means, I don't want anybody writing the get. Therefore, what he did is, he voided eight people without telling them. Because by saying to two, I don't want you to write the get, if Shimon Gamliel interprets that to mean, I don't want anybody writing the get. That's what he meant. But eight people don't know. They will go ahead and write the get. Nobody ever told them that they can't write the get. Therefore, if Shimon Gamliel says, we pulled the plug on the marriage. This goes in to the same case of a guy voiding a get without informing the shliach or the wife. He voided the witnesses without telling them. That's what he did. And therefore, case two becomes a repetition of case one. Because he voided all 10 witnesses without telling them, he now voided people without telling them. Reb Shimon Gamliel's opinion is, when you void people without telling them, Rabbanim cancel the marriage. That's to prevent anything going wrong. So Rebbe holds, it's not a repetition of case one. He never voided the other eight. He never did anything against any takana. Reb Shimon Gamliel said he voided all 10, but he didn't tell eight of them. By not telling eight of them, he has voided them without them being informed. It becomes a repetition of case one when you void people without telling them. Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha in the case of that was, pull the plug on the marriage. They're not married. They never were married. According to Rebbe, if the eight write a get, it's a valid get. He never voided them. According to Shimon Gamliel, the get wouldn't be valid. He voided them. But the Rabbanan are afraid that the poor lady might not know. Eight people wrote her a get. And therefore, they pulled the plug on the marriage.
Rabbi Mark Aretin?
Is no such word. There's no word. Where did he say that? Right. Yes, he said you can't be mevatel only zeb if they zeb, which means we don't allow you to be mevatel, according to the first pshat. We're not allowing you to be mevatel too without the eight. And if you do, we pull the plug on the marriage. If you don't believe me, that's that. Look at Rashi. Ain't a yahu. Look, Rashi. This goes back into the takana, avoiding people without telling them. So therefore they said, it doesn't work. How can they say it doesn't work? It worked. The answer is, because they pulled the plug on the marriage.
Rabbi Mark Aretner?
Hold 1 second, Dr. Braid. Again. Rav Shimon Gamliel has a problem. You voided two, right? And you, automatically the other eight go away because that's what you meant, going to the first shot. You meant to void all ten. But they don't know. They'll write the get. They'll give it to the woman. And meanwhile, it wasn't a good get. She'll get married. She'll have kids. They'll be mamzerim.
What are those words, by the way, mean to me?
Therefore, Zaktim Shimon Gamliel, the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, the takana kicks in that Rabbanim pulled the plug on the Kedushin.
Even if the other two Adam come and say, hey, this guy doesn't want to do it.
Again, there's no way we know that they found out. How are they supposed to find out?
In cases they don't know. That's it.
If they know, they won't write the get. Yes, what's your problem? Where does it say that?
Russia.
Right. Then batlein and bavuto, halachically, we will treat it like it's not batl. So the takana was that if he does this, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, meaning what?
The Rabbanan said that the get is still a valid get.
Meaning the other ones are ineffective.
The takana was, according to Shimon Gamliel, that if he does this, it's as if he wasn't mevatel. Meaning, the get is an effective get. So therefore, it means that they pulled the plug on the Kedushin. We treat it as if he never voided the agency. Because the takana was, 1 minute, Corey. The takana was that he cannot void the agency unless they know. They don't know. So it's not voided. The problem is, how does he do that? Biblically, it is voided. So therefore, he pulls the plug on the Kedushin. That's what Rashi means. Then Batla Eina Mavuto means that the Rabbanon treat it as if it's not Mavuto, which means if the get goes on, which is not a good biblical get, we'll pull the plug on the Kedushin. But we'll only pull it if the get gets delivered to her. If it gets delivered to her, she got a problem. She thinks she's divorced. She's not. So we pulled the plug on the Kedushin.
He says, if the Kedushin is invalidated in part, becomes invalidated.
So here we go again, yesterday's argument. I don't care what article says.
That's the Tyson thing. When the Shimon Gamliel tells her, Shabbat Mikdash,
I told you yesterday that the way the Rishonim learned is that when he was Mevatel too, he meant to be Mevatel all of them.
So now
they're all voided.
So therefore,
and they're not going to know, and they're going to go give her a get.
Right,
and that's going to be a problem.
They're all voided, so that it shouldn't be a good get. If they're all voided, they're not supposed to give it a get.
Exactly, but they're not going to know.
Right.
And they're going to give her a get.
That's when he kicks in
So therefore, Rabbanan came along and said, even though biblically it's voided, we're going to make it not voided. But the question is, how do you do that? The answer is, we pulled the plug on the marriage. Yes, Dr. Brink. Yes.
Somebody might have asked this already. I might have missed it. Bismana said, do we ever annul a marriage?
We don't do anything Chazal doesn't do. No. I talked about it last week, that there were some rabbis in the 1960s, 1970s that wanted to solve the Iguna problem to annul marriages. No. So Rabbi Yashiv Bereshit made a whole tshuva on it, saying our power.
I understand that. I understand. I was hearing for the mice on a rare occasion that so it's never done, as Mana said.
I had never heard that it being done. No.
Well, why can't Rashi say the
Because
I'll tell you why. Because you say
to say Eidus Balutasa Balakua is all them have been stripped, right? Why?
Rav Shimon Gamliel says Eidus Shabbat Lumitasa Balakula.
Yeah, but why is it so good? So I was saying in Balakula, why is it Eidus?
Because then you won't understand that the Rabbanon removed the Kedushin. So Rashi says for all practical purposes in Balakula Eidus Mavoto. For practical purposes, that means the get isn't good. The get is good. That means the get works.
That means the get works.
That means the get worked. For practical purposes, the get worked. The mechanism is we pulled the plug on the marriage.
All them are bottled.
Then came Drabanan and said...
That's
why he's telling you that walk of the mice.
That one part, really, none of them are shluchim anymore, right?
Correct.
And that means they're not...
She's not divorced.
That means they are not divorced.
Right, which makes a problem, because the eight people didn't know their rebuttal.
That's the problem, right?
Therefore, Chazal came along and said, your bittul didn't work.
Why don't we say the opposite?
Eishbat lekula
is does work, but the problem is, why can't we look at that
one? Because Eidus Shabbat lebotzasa bat lekula ain't a yochol levato elazeb ifnei zeh. What are the words? Ain't a yochol levato elazeb ifnei zeh mean?
Yeah, that means.
That means it can't work. Because since biblically it works, it creates a problem. So Chazal said it can't work. I can't.
No.
That's what the Takana from Gamaliel was.
Why can't you just phrase it? Is it Butler Pool or not? Are they?
According to Jim Gamaliel, to get a good get. What do you mean? He was about to it. Pat Makula. How was to get a good get? He was about to him. How could it be a good get? So how was to get a good get?
Who said this?
Jim Gamaliel.
Where did he say that?
He said, "Ain't a yachol levato el zeb if they
did." That means you can't do it.
But he just said, "Ain't a yachol levato el zeb if they
did."
Which means that you're not on. That means you're not understanding what "ain't a yachol" means. "Ain't a yachol" means Rabbanan came along and said, "We're not going to let this work." We're not going to let this work. Eina Yachol means Rabbanan came along and said, we're not going to let this work.
But that really doesn't explain the words.
Yes, it does. Because Eina Shabbat Lekula, therefore the Rabbanan stepped in. It would be like Bat Lekula, there would be no reason for them to step in. If it's like Bat Lekula, why can't he do it? He can be Mavatl 2. 1 second, Corey. He can be Mavatl 2 and there's 8 left. What's wrong? The answer is he can be Mavatl all 10. And she won't know. So Rabbanan stepped in and said, it doesn't work. The mechanism of how it doesn't work is a different issue. But it doesn't work and the get is a valid get. Because Eidus Shabbat Lemitzas and Bat Lekula, therefore the get shouldn't work, because they weren't shluchim. But she won't know. So Rabbanan.
So really, everyone's butthole, and they're not shluchim.
So the get doesn't work.
The get does not work.
Right. So she'll get married and have mamzerim.
Right.
So the Rabbanan stepped in and said, the get works.
Yes.
Not exactly the way. She's never married. That's
a mechanism. They said the get works.
Well, you just got through that. The problem is that they're not going to know, and they're going to think that the get's still good. Why can't that be the reason?
Is that reason for what?
That's why
she's going to get married.
That's why. That's why. I'm zero. We're not allowing it.
But he did it. We didn't allow it, and he did it anyway. Yes, Corey.
He asked
the
friend to give it to her also.
What?
He asked the friend to give it to her also.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He's doing
nothing.
Give her the gift.
He told them to take care of it. The whole thing.
So, if they wrote it, and they didn't give it to him, he had two other people.
Yes, he had the paper in his hand. There's no problem. Ripped it up.
Right. But if he gave it to two other people and said, give it to
me. Yeah, let's not complicate the case. He walks into a room with 10 people. He said, Rabbi, I've had it with my wife. Get me a get it done.
When does it become a good get?
When it's handed to her. And a get that's not handed to her doesn't work.
The piece of paper itself is not nullified.
That's not anageus now here. That means if you want to use it later, can you use it later or not? That was the machlokes we had last week. That's not the issue here. Fine. That's according to the first shot in Reb Shimon Gamliel. There's a second shot in Reb Shimon Gamliel. The second shot in Reb Shimon Gamliel says that when you appoint people together,
in the second argument
is a different shot in Reb Shimon Gamliel, a second understanding in Reb Shimon Gamliel. The second understanding of Reb Shimon Gamliel is not that he meant to void all 10. He never meant to void all 10. He only wanted to void 2. That means Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel both agree. And when he walked over to 2, he says, Rabbi said, don't do the get. He meant those 2 shouldn't do the get. But the problem is, that according to Shimon Gamliel, that voiding is, no, let's do the other, right, I'm sorry. Let's take it the other way. That means, right, he voided. The problem is not that they won't know. The problem is that when he tells 2, I'm voiding, the voiding doesn't work. You have to void people in front of the same amount of people that you appointed them. So if you appointed them as 10, you have to void all of them in front of 10. You cannot avoid one at a time. It doesn't work. You have to void all 10. Therefore, according to Shimon Gamliel, you walk over to 2 and say you're voided. The voiding, you might have wanted to void everybody, but the voiding didn't work.
Not even for those 2?
Not even for those 2. Not even for those 2.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Practically, no difference. Reason, major difference. Difference is, if you tell 10, I want you all to sign it again. And you walk over to 2 and say, I don't want you. According to the first chat, there's nothing to be afraid of. The other 8 will never be able to write a get without these 2. They'll never be able to write a get without these 2. Because you need all 10 to sign. And when we call these 2, they'll say we were voided. Again, there are 2 pshatim Reb Shimon Gamliel. You wanted to know what the case of difference is? I'm giving you a new case that we never had before. Let's step back. I want to be clear. I don't want any confusion. The first case we've been dealing with is you appointed 10, but you didn't say, I want all 10. You walked into a room with 10 people and said, Rabbi Sait, get me a get and take care of it. does not mean that all 10 have to sign. Therefore, when you voided two, the problem was, will the other 8 write again or not? Right? That was the problem. In the first shot, according to the second shot, it's not voided. It's not voided because you can't void it unless you have the same number of people. The nafkamina would be, if you take, I want you all to sign. Kulchem. That means he's insisting all 10 sign. By insisting that all 10 sign, there'll never be a case that the 8 will write without the 2. They won't, because they know they have to have 10 sign. So if he told the 2, I don't want you guys to sign, right, it'll never be a problem. The other 8 will automatically find out that they're voided, because they're going to need these 2. And these 2 are voided. So according to the first shot, there would be zero problem. Because there's no case that they'll write it without them. They need these 2, and the 2 are told they're voided. So the get won't be written. According to the second shot, if they went ahead and wrote it, it'd be a good get. Because nobody was voided. Because you can't void 2 people at a time. You have to void all 10. And you didn't. You have to have 10 people in the room and you void, and you didn't. Therefore, the voiding wasn't a voiding. If they got together and wrote the get, even though you told them not to, it'd be a good get. Whereas according to the first shot, the fear was that the 8 won't know. The 8 will know. Because you said kolchad. I hope I explained myself.
According to the first shot,
yes.
No, fine, 2 goes in the face of Kulchem. It mamish contradicts the
Kulchem. Again, the first shot was worried that the 8 would ride the get without the 2. It won't happen by Kulchem.
No, fine, 2 contradicts this Kulchem.
No, it's because the 8 won't ride the get.
They need the other 2.
They need the other 2.
But he nullified them, correct?
Therefore, they won't sign, and therefore the other 8 won't do it. According to the second shot, the nullifying of the 2 didn't happen. Didn't work. Therefore, they theoretically could go ahead and write a get. And it would be a good get. I'm talking in a case of Kulchem. Because you didn't nullify it in front of 10 people.
The other 8, is the Tekel going to happen?
What?
Is the Tekel going
to
happen?
Theoretically, it could if the all 10 went ahead and wrote again anyway.
But what did he want?
He said to 2 of them, don't write again.
Okay, and that does not work.
Oh, first shot or second shot?
Second
shot said the 2 can still write it. The 2 aren't nullified.
So the nafkamina would be, are those 2 able to write the get still?
If the 2 wrote the get, would it be good? Correct.
And according to the first shot, they wouldn't be good. Why?
He nullified them.
Why would they get a second shot?
Because he can't nullify 2 by themselves. Because since it was appointed in front of 10, he has to nullify all 10 together.
According to the first shot, you don't have to do that?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no such halacha that says you have to nullify.
Why is it because it's
Kulchem? Kulchem just means they all have to sign. Doesn't mean they have to be nullified together.
I thought that has to be always together, whatever you do.
No. Kulchem just means that the get doesn't work till they all sign. That's all it means. Yes.
There's the same number of people. Do you mean the actual same people or the same number? In other words, can he say, I'm going to nullify 2 of you, but I'm going to replace you with 2 others?
No. Again, the second shot says that when I appoint 2 messengers in front of 10 people, I need 10 people there when I nullify them.
Only 2 are the ones that are going to be delivering.
Yeah. I can't revoid a messenger unless the same number of people were there when I void it.
Same number?
Of people are around.
But not
when,
the same people.
I don't know what you mean.
I was trying to say, are they the same people that I got originally?
No, you don't need the same test.
Are you sure, Rebbe?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because the power of things done in front of 10 is powerful. It needs 10 to remove. The number. The number. Correct. The number.
Because 10 is a minion.
I went through this yesterday, and I came out that it has nothing to do with a minion. It has to do with the number.
So if they had 15.
We went through this yesterday. I wasn't sure. That was Harvey's question yesterday. But the Gemara is clear that if 3 or 2, you have to have, or 2, you have to have both there. I hope I clarified. Anything left unclarified?
I just think that, I'm sorry, if it's somebody else, how will they know? If it's not those same 10, how are they going to know what happened?
According to the second shot, we're not worried about Takala. The second shot says, don't worry about Takala. We're not worried about the other 8 writing again. That's not what Shimon Gamliel was worried about. The first shot said he was worried about it. He didn't say why he wasn't worried about it, but the second shot saying he's not worried about that. Two pshatim can disagree with each other.
According to
Rabbi Gamliel says.
The two witnesses are
bunk.
Right?
They're not
bunk. Right?
You can't be mavatal two unless there are 10 people in the room.
Right.
Correct.
And now you have 10 people that are not clear on what their status is, and they can get the get. So you should be mavatal
together.
You should be
mavatal
the
marriage.
It works. The get works.
What is it work?
It's a valid get.
No problems anymore.
No problem.
Well, why aren't there problems? Why aren't there problems? The 8 people didn't hear him, the two of them. The two of them thought that they were innocent. They got 10 people that could give the guess.
Wait a second. He said Kochem. He wants these 10 people to sign the get. That's the Nam Kamina, a case of Kochem. If it wouldn't be a case of Kochem, and he just was Mavatal too, right? Then the two aren't butthole. And then, theoretically, they could still write again. But he said Kulchem, again, he needs the 10 people to write it.
According to the second shot, we don't need to go in the Kedushin with Tila. The guess is there.
Correct.
The second shot was brought before. Second shot was about before he introduced the
kid. Kulchem was the difference between the two shots and practically, right. Kulchem wants to know, what difference does it make if you learn the first shot or the second shot? Which case would it make a difference? Kulchem, the first shot is not Negeya. It'll never happen. The second shot is still Negeya because all 10 will write the get. They're never nullified.
So that means they were never nullified, so the get's a good get in that case? Correct. A valid get.
So what, tell me, is there a tacala then? It's a get. Right.
Okay, good.
So there's no, it's a tacala, it's a get. She can get married.
Have a good, so what's the problem?
No problem.
Okay. There's no problem.
According to the second shot, we're not worried about that color, correct?
According to the first shot, also
there
won't be no color. They'll know
that... In the case of Kulchem, there won't be
no
color, right.
Correct. Again, whereas the Nafkamina is Kulchem.
Right.
But no, it's not a practical Nafkamina. We're just talking about the, what's the Nafkamina? Kulchem. No. It is. Both of them get good. It's the lumpness behind it, maybe. I don't know that, but why it's all over the internet, but... Well, what exactly is going to be the difference?
second case that you might have seen. The first case that you did not write yet. This is the first case.
And according to the first lashon, you will not be able to write a get in this case. She'll have to stay married. Because since he said kulchem, all 10 have to sign.
Right, if they don't sign...
It's not a good... Well, if they don't sign, it's not a good get.
Okay, so...
But they will never do that because they know the halacha, they all 10 have to sign.
Right,
and two are batul.
She will get married.
Two are batul. She'll be married to him.
Okay, good. She'll be married to them, no Takala, right?
But she's married to him.
But she's married to them, okay? According to the second shot...
She's not married to him.
Because...
They wrote a get with all 10 signs.
They wrote a get, even though
he can't be mevatel the two.
The first one could also write it off though they want.
But it wouldn't be a get in that case. That would make it Takala. But it won't happen because the eight know they can't sign without the two, and the two are batel. In the first case, according to the first shot, the two are batel. Our fear was the eight would write it themselves. They won't write it themselves.
They know it's kulchem.
They know the halacha of kulchem.
So no one's going to write and she's married.
Right.
Second shot?
They can go ahead and write it. The two eight are good with them. They were never nullified.
Because
you can't nullify two by themselves. You have to have 10 people in the room.
What about the Kanas Agunas? She remains in the Aguna. She's married. She's still married to him.
They won't write again in the first case.
I understand. That's why she's still in the Aguna.
Again. We can't make a Kanas Agunas if a get's not written. And not delivered. The difference will be if she married or not. According to the first shot, she'll remain married. According to the second shot, she will be divorced.
But the bottom line is,
there's not going to
be a... No, Takala,
correct.
There will be... The Maisa, where is she at right now?
Correct. I hope I clarified things. If,
there's no question you did. Don't put this on the test.
But sure, it's going to be on the test.
Sure. Fred, you just came from, what are you getting involved with?
Like, that's a good advice.
He comes from me. You think he's really good.
Yeah.
You always have
a what? You just figured that
out. Yeah. Where are we starting from, please?
Oh, we're starting? We've been going for 37 minutes. Where have you been?
I understand. We
are starting now. You see Taisus v'Chazar? Go down a line and a half. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda.
Wow.
Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Shamat minei de Rebbe Abba Tarti. Rav Abba told me two halachas. Chadak Rebbe, v'chadak Rav Shimon Gamliel. We had two arguments. We had the argument in last week's Gemara with the argument in yesterday's Gemara. In one case, Rav Abba said that Loch is like Rebbe, and in one case, he said that Loch is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Two separate arguments. Last week's case was if he voided messengers and they don't know. Rebbe said it works. Shimon Gamliel said it didn't work. This week's argument is he voided two and didn't tell the rest. We'll go with the first shot, just simpler. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says they're all voided. Biblically, but rabbinically we stepped in. And Rebbe said he only voided those two. So, and there's two questions in halacha. Who do we paskin like? One we paskin like Rebbe, and one we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yadana, haiki Rebbe, haiki Rav Shimon Gamliel. I don't know which one is which. Meaning, I know Rav Abba told me one's like Rebbe, one's like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but I have no idea which one is which. Rashi, fourth white line. Shamat minei, Rav Abba tarti, kleimer, b'hanach tarti plukta the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'bitlim avutl, one shayla, b'yachol levato zeshla b'fnei zeh, second shayla, Shamit minei de rababa de kava hilchus de betavayu chad de karembi v'chaber shimgamliel. I just don't know which one is which. I'm a Rav Yosef Nachzianan. So Rav Yosef says, we're going to try to figure it out. The Chiyatza Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and I mentioned this a number of times, they lived in Bavel, and they found out what was happening in Eretz Yisrael from Amiroim, who traveled back and forth, or came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. They were the conduits of how we found out statements from people in Eretz Yisrael. Fax machines didn't work, email didn't work, right? They had no Zoom, so there was no way for them to know what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, except by live testimony of people who came from Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Dimi came and told us the following story. Rebbe did like the Chachamim. And the case was a story as follows. We didn't have this story yet. Bezin went, and sold lands to feed an Amana. Guy died, left over Yisayimim Ketanim. The widow had to be fed. You can't rely on the Ketanim to take care of their father's wife. So Bezin went and sold land to take care. And they made a mistake in the price by more than a sixth. They sold it for the wrong price.
Too high.
What? Either too high or too low. So there's a machlokes there. One man the Amar says, it's not a good sale. Didn't work. And one man the Amar says, you're undermining the authority of Bezin. If you're going to start questioning their ability to sell, you're undermining the authority of Bezin, and therefore the sale was valid at the wrong price. That's the machloikas there in the case of Bezin. Nothing to do with Masechta's Gittin. Rebbe went in a story like this and said that the sale is invalid. Like the Chachamim. Amar Lefanov, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that argues there too. He says, you're undermining the authority of Bezin. Rebbe went like the Chachamim. He said, I'm not worried about undermining the authority of Bezin. Similar argument we had over here, right? The guy was avoided the messenger, and the messenger wasn't here. Rebbe said it works. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you're undermining the authority of Bezin. Rav Shimon Gamliel. With the Takana. So that happened over there in a different story. Bezin sold it for the wrong price. The Chachamim say, forget about it. Not a good sale. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, hello, you're undermining Bezin. Rebbe went and did like the Chachamim. Amar Lefanav Rav Parta, B'nai Shor Melozeh Ben Parta, Ben B'nai Shor Aparta Gadol. Imkei Makoyach Bezin Yafa. You just undermined the authority of Bezin. The Chazer Rebbe, the author of Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe said, you're right. Rav Shimon Gamliel is right. Don't undermine the authority of Bezin. That means Rebbe withdrew his shita. That means he agreed to Rav Shimon Gamliel that we don't undermine Bezin. If he agreed to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we assume he changed his mind over here as well. And he would say that if you're Mevato, in front, not in front of the messenger, it doesn't work. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the first argument. We see over there a very similar machlokes. How much are we worried about undermining the rule of Bezin? Rebbe wasn't worried about it. Then somebody told him, but you're undermining Bezin. Rebbe said, you know what, you're right, Rav Shimon Gamliel's right. I withdraw my shita. That's a slightly different case, but the same idea. Not undermining Bezin. And Rebbe changed his mind. So Mistama, when we paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we paskin in the case where Rebbe changed his mind in the first machlokes.
It applies everywhere.
What?
It applies everywhere.
Again, it's a jump a little bit. But if you see that Rebbe all of a sudden was worried about Bezin's authority, it makes sense that he would be worried about Bezin's authority in all cases. You could differentiate. Again, you could differentiate. Umidahak, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hakka Rebbe. So for the first Machloikis, he paskins like Reb Shimon Gamliel. In the second Machloikis, he paskins like Rebbe. That when you're Mevatel 2, you only mean to Mevatel the 2, and the other 8 can go ahead and write again. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kedib Maisav Asa Rebbe Beksubos Beperik Amon and Nizainis, Kedibri Chachamim, Sha'aymim Shum Dianim Shepisru Shtos or Yisiru Shtos Mechron Batel. They said in evaluation of Dayanim that they made a mistake by a sixth, it's Batel. The Hegzer Rebbe is Hamaisa. Al Mahadabe, he changed his mind. The Kumbashitasa Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Yapis Kayak Besen, to strengthen Besen. Al Mahaha Lachik Reb Shimon Gamliel. Period. Again, we're not learning the sugya and subas, but that's the sugya and subas. And the Gemara says when Bezin makes a mistake, it's different than when you make a mistake in your own land. Remember, Bezin's selling somebody else's land. Again, this is a sugya for subas. It's not for now. Does the Gemara right? The af durav yashya de meusha. Savar Chadik Rebbe, the Chadik Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yashiv and Usha also did this. He passed in one case like Rebbe, and in one case like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The following story. Dama Rabbi Babachana, Chamisha Sabi, Havin and Kamed Rabbi Yashiv and Usha. We were 5 Sabi, how does he translate Sabi?
Elders.
5 elders were there. Asahu Gavra Kamed, person came. And he forced the guy to give a get. He made the guy say, I want to give a get. Okay? But there's a problem. The guy can be mevatel the get. Omar, now the machlokes had to be gairus. Omar lahu is the box gairus. That's what Rashi's gairus is. So, he told the witnesses, zilu atmuru, go hide the kasvila. Go hide and write him the get. And write the get. Or hide. Therefore, he can't be mevatel you because he can't find you. But according to Rebbe, that's not true. You can be mevatel in front of 3 people. It'll work anyway. By telling him hide, that means he's saying he won't be able to be mevatel the get. It won't work. What would it help to hide? Must be paskins like Reb Shimon Gamliel. That he be mevatel, then people have to hear it. You can't be mevatel not in front of the people. Now, but if he holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you have to have both there. You can't be mevatel one, right? Reb Shimon Gamliel says in the second case that if you mevatel one, right, the takana kicks in, so why do they have to hide? Let them just go separate. Let one guy be here and one guy be there. He won't be able to move out to it because he'll never find the 2 of them together. Why does he have to hide? Levadri of Turi. Let them just separate. Right? And he only can be mevatel them if they zap. Right. He has to be mevatel to them both together. That was the takana. He holds like Rebbe that you could be mevatel to one by themselves, and he holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel that if you're not mevatel to in front of them, the bittul doesn't work. Meaning, in the first machlokes, the Edom have to hear the bittul. So if they're hiding, you can't be mevatel without them hearing. In the second machlokes, if they can find one at a time, he would be able to be mevatel. That's why he has to hide. They have to hide. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, as long as they're not both together, it won't work. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. V'yamal Rav Yashi l'sadi zuli atmuru. L'acha shekafu. Atshiyayim erayt zani. Till he's meaning, till after we force him, till he says, "Right, Tani," he's still atzmichem. Hi, they should be about to ask him an edus. We talk about that because my son goes to Kareb and Shemitlu with the Shnei Macherim Mavuto. He met Rami Mayavi. He can still be mavato. Live to have to reach the Yimtum Yachad. Maybe Yochel Mavato is that, but they say it can only be Mavato, only one, when they're both together. So the fact that he told them to hide, not to separate, is a raya that separating would not be a good solution. So one he passes like Rebbe and one he passes like Rebbe Shimon.